The next patient is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Kerner. The last name is K-E-R-N-E-R. This is a 67-year-old white male that is a patient that has focal segmental glomerulosclerosis that was proven by kidney biopsy. The samples of 12 glomeruli were completely sclerosed. Two of them were partially damaged, and the interstitial compromise was 30% of sclerosis. The patient comes today. The laboratory workup shows that on December the 27th, 2023, the serum creatinine came down to 1.5, the BUN25, the fasting blood sugar is 126, and the estimated GFR is 50 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio was consistent with more than 3 grams of protein in 24 hours, but that is the highest that we have ever recorded. And this is despite the fact that the patient has been treated with the administration of ACTAR, A-C-T-H-A-R, and Farxiga. Unfortunately, we cannot add Kerendia because the patient has a potassium of 5.4. We are going to modify the diet. Arterial hypertension, number two, arterial hypertension that has been under fair control. It's coming down, and the patient is taking several medications. It's 153 over 92. One of the major concerns is the fact that the patient is severely obese. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C is reported at 5.8. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is 187. The HDL is 39 and the LDL is 54. The triglycerides are 326. Following number, obesity. At this point, the recommendation regarding the diet, low-sodium diet, plant-based diet, and the fluid restriction, and the continued administration of furosemide were recommended to the patient. On the other hand, we discussed at length the Weight Watchers application that is going to make an impact and change the behavior if he's willing to follow it. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, BPH without evidence of further symptoms. The patient has a following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. We invested 12 minutes review in the lab, in the face-to-face, 25 minutes, in the documentation, 10 minutes.